You are now listening to the Slaw Offices of Russo, Russo, and Peretti.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday, January 22nd, 2021, and we are live at the Slaw Office. And today, we're going to start the show off with a little memorial, so to speak. We're going to talk a little Hank Aaron. Hank Aaron passed away today. Kyle's going to talk a little bit about it, obviously. As being a huge, huge Braves fan, so he's gonna make a couple touches on Hank Aaron himself, as his thoughts and everything. And I mean, in my opinion, he was one of the greatest, if not the greatest hitter of all time, other than like Ted Williams. But I'm talking as far as home run wise, the model of consistency. Hank Aaron was there. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host as always, Robert Russo. On side of me, the lesser Russo, the one who's never going to be as good as me.
Russo.
Kyle Russo.
Wait,
Kyle.
Way too much swag for you. Way too much athletic ability for you.
Yes.
But let's put that aside.
Let's talk a little Hank here.
A little bit of Hank.
Kyle, talk to me.
Hammer and Hank. I mean, obviously, as a Braves fan, it's going to be a sad day, you know? I mean, we're talking about, like we talked off air, a 25-time All-Star.
25.
Let that sink in.
I mean, you got guys that can't play 25 years, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
This dude's got 25 All-Star appearances.
All-Star appearances. Ridiculous. I mean, the most RBIs all-time in the history of baseball. For me and you, I mean.
Yes, absolutely.
For me and you are, he's the home run leader. He's the home run champion. I mean, you can say whatever you want about Bonds and all these other guys that passed him up, but I mean, that was a steroid era. I don't count it. A lot of people don't count it. The guys in Cooperstown don't count it because those guys aren't in the Hall of Fame either. So
absolutely. Three-time Golden Glove.
Yeah.
Two-time batting champion, and he actually does have a ring. He won the NL MVP in, 57, I believe, and they won the World Series that year in 57.
Almost 4,000 hits.
Yeah.
He's still the all-time leader in total bases.
Yeah.
So, I mean, these are incredible numbers dating back to when he played. And speaking of when he played, just the pioneer he was, you know, I mean, this guy not only had to go through on the field things. I mean, playing professional baseball, but I mean the off the field stuff he had to go through. I mean that wasn't easy either.
Sure.
So I mean for him to have the numbers he has, I mean career through 305 batting average. That's outrageous. On base percentage 374. His slugging percentage career was 555. I mean just an elite. Mount Rushmore type of guy when you're talking about MLB.
He's definitely up there.
A top five, just pure hitter, just a pure hitter. I actually heard somebody say today too that he didn't have the best or prettiest swing, but he would hammer the hell out the baseball.
Yeah, I mean
he would hammer the hell out the baseball. And it's not a guy that struck out a lot. So, I mean,
it's like you said. I mean, I don't think he had he didn't 40 home runs. Did he even hit? He's never even hit 40 home runs.
Yeah,
in a season.
We talked about not once did he have more than 40 home runs in the season. I mean,
you're not going from a guy that can hit 40, 38, 39 home runs to all of a sudden hit 70, 75.
Yeah,
65 he's not on a consistent rate. Like, come on, dude.
Yeah, he's not bumping it up. He's not getting 70 home runs in a year to where if he does that 2 or 3 years. Right. I mean, you know what I mean? That's a crazy amount of numbers. Model of consistency, man. And
100%.
Yeah, as a Braves fan, as a baseball fan, that was a big loss today, for that community for sure.
Well, now that we got that out the way, let's talk about some other things. Weekend. It's championship weekend. right? It's championship weekend.
NFL. It is, bro.
But what's crazy is there was a lot of activity over the last couple of days over NFL coaches. There was a lot of hiring. There's a lot of talk with a lot of good things as far as new coaches are going. A few new hires, just to run a couple of them down. Philadelphia hired the offensive coordinator from the Colts, Nick Sirianni, they think is a good hire. He's an offensive-minded coach. They think going in with Carson Wentz in that situation. Kyle, what do you think? I mean, is that Sirianni? I mean, is he going in to training camp with Wentz as QB1, or is he looking at, you know, hey, look, we're going straight in as a 50-50 battle. Hurts finished a year as a starter. Is that something an offensive-minded quarterback, whoa, I mean, a coordinator, or excuse me, well, now head coach?
Yeah, I got you. Well, word is that, I mean, this was a Carson Wentz hire. Like, this was the guy that's going to keep Carson Wentz under center. He's gonna have him basically that they're molding their top five pick. I mean, they're still molding him. So they believe in him. I mean, if you look, I think this is honestly the best hire in as far as mentality of strategy on the way the NFL's played today. Uh-huh. I mean, this was one of the only teams to go out and actually get a offensive minded guy. And I'm a firm believer now that your head coach needs to be an offensive guy, right? And if he's not an offensive guy, he needs to be a manager. He needs to be a GM almost. He needs to oversee everything and not put his hands in anything. I mean, like, not to bring up the Saints, but Sean Payton has Pete Carmichael.
Right.
I mean, Pete Carmichael calls the plays. And Sean Payton's a great offensive-minded guy, but he GMs it. Now, I think, like I was saying, I think this is one of the better hires because it's more of a offensive-minded guy. You got to look about where he was at. I mean, he's been with Andy Reid, or he was with Andy Reid from, what, 2009 to 2012. That's when I believe they had Alex Smith as well. No, that wasn't Alex Smith.
That was before Alex Smith's time.
And that was before. But either way, he's got a lineage of offensive background. I mean, I like it better.
With the league becoming an offensive,
it's an offensive based league. You got to put up points. We say it all the time with these other teams that go defense and they're defensive minded. Like, I'd rather, and they go defense to the draft and all that. I'd rather get a bunch of playmakers and at least be exciting. Sure. We're at least going to put up points because we're going to outscore somebody. If we could put up points, we're going to outscore somebody. So I think this is a decent hire.
You got a good offense. You're putting pressure on the other team's offense to score all the time, or at least you're putting pressure on the other team to be consistent enough to outscore you. You know, so I think it's a good hire.
I think it's one of the
underrated hires.
That's what I was going to say. The under the radar hire, right there.
Right. Other than the next coach we want to talk about, which is Brandon Staley, who got hired today by the Los Angeles Chargers, either today or yesterday, whatever they want to call it officially. He was recently hired. Brandon Staley, play quarterback at Dayton. The dude has spent four years in the league in the NFL, and now
exactly. I mean, the dude for me, like we were just talking about, defensive minded coach. Right. He's going to now be a head coach.
Right.
It doesn't always work out. Look at Matt Patricia. The only one that's worked out, I guess you could say, has been Belichick. But Belichick has had Tom Brady, all time quarterback. And I mean, when you look at it, this guy, Brandon Staley, has been in the league since 2017. And then before that, he coached small-time college football. College football. I'm talking outside of a graduate assistant at Tennessee, John Carroll, James Madison, John Carroll again, defensive coordinator, secondaries coach.
Hutchinson Community College.
Yes, Hutchinson. That was before he was a grad assistant. Sure. Then you mentioned off air. I mean, like we talked about, dude wasn't even a linebackers coach.
He was outside linebackers. He wasn't outside linebacker. Right. And then he worked for Vic Fangio in Denver.
Yeah.
As another outside linebacker coach, which goes to Los Angeles as their defensive coordinator, which, look, let's be honest here, dude. You're sitting here. It's you know, you ever have that kid that you go to school with? You know what I'm saying? You have that kid, and you're like, golly, look at John over there with the new Jordans. Look at John over there with the new starter jacket. I'm saying this because I'm old as shit. But look at John over there with this and that. You know, and it's like, golly, I mean, how much has he been given? In my opinion, Brandon Staley was given that the defense at the Rams.
Yeah.
You're giving the guy Aaron Donald, the number one defensive lineman in the league. You're giving the guy Jalen Ramsey, who is more than likely the number one or number two cornerback in the league.
Arguably.
So but I'm just saying he's no Gardner Johnson, as you would like to toot. Praise him. But no, you gave the guy everything in Los Angeles with the Rams. There's no way you can give that. I could take that defensive job and still do well. So my thing is, if you're the Chargers, you got Justin Herbert, who's probably going to be the rookie of the year in the AFC. Their team is super offensively oriented, you know. You do have a couple key players like Bosa and all that on the defense and Ingram and stuff like that. But,
honestly, he's walking into a lot of talent too right now. But, I mean –
offensively.
Defensively, he's right.
Well, you're right. You just got Derwin James. Derwin James.
If he can stay healthy, and then you got those
Ingram bookends, and Bosa.
With those bookends, you could do a lot. You know what I'm saying? So, but, I mean, you're absolutely right. The guy was handed a top five I won't say top five, but a perennial top 10 defense.
Sure, and they ended up being number one. The Rams were number one in points and total yards allowed. I don't think it's on him, though.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I said. Perennial. Even before last year, the last 5 years, they've been a top defense. They've been a solid defense.
Right.
So we'll see. And like you just mentioned,
I give them 7-9. I give the Chargers 7-9 on the year.
Yeah, they'll be the same.
They're in the AFC West. Other than the Chiefs, it's open for second place. With the Raiders and then Broncos and obviously the Chargers. I mean, it's open to see how well you could do.
Quick side note. If Gruden has another 6-game slide like he's had 2 years in a row, is he on the hot seat? Just quick. Yeah. I mean, quick, just like a little back and forth right there.
I'd hope so. Yes.
So we're not touching on it too long. Cause I hope so. We could get into this for a whole hour.
I'd hope so.
And I haven't asked you this. That's why I want to know.
Well, no, I hope so. I just feel like if you've got somebody like John Gruden, who's supposedly this guru, and now you've spent your third year in the league, back in the league, and you're with Derek Carr and you're in the system and you're working it together. If you can't, you get your shit straight, then why are you still here?
Yeah.
But the problem is it's going to be Mike Mayock. I mean, how buddy-buddy are they? How buddy-buddy is Mark Davis, him as well? So, but I'd hope so. So. Anyways, back to some more coaching issues. Obviously, we know a former Aggie, Dan Campbell, got hired today as well.
Former for the Detroit, well.
Yeah, for the Detroit Lions as the head coach. Now, Dan Campbell, I don't know. I'm not sold on it. I don't know. Like, I'm just not sold on Dan Campbell. I'm not sold on him as a coach. I'm not sold on how well he. I don't know.
I'm with you. I mean, just like the other guys, it's kind of an unknown. We don't know what we're going to get from them. Now, obviously, we're going to get some knee biting. I guess we do know that.
Yeah,
we know we're going to get that. But I mean, in all seriousness, you're going to get a tough and rugged coach. But I mean, it's kind of like the overseer. But with being an overseer, you got to hire you a damn good OC and a damn good defensive coordinator. Because the rah-rah stuff with NFL guys, I mean, it'll last for a while, maybe half a season. But if you're tanking and you're going the wrong way, it's not going to last for long. So, I mean, Dan, I mean, he he was under Sean Payton as a assistant head coach.
Yep.
Where that's where I kind of mentioned earlier, kind of got into that. But Sean Payton is an offensive minded guy, and he's handed over the play calling duties to Pete Carmichael, and yep. and he's a GM. So maybe he's learned a little bit about that, because I mean he was there for 5 years as an assistant head coach sure. and tight ends coach. So I mean, it's an unknown, but I think.
Yeah,
I think he will do. I don't think he'll do the worst. I'll just say that. I don't think he'll do the worst.
He can't do much worse than what they've previously had. So yeah, exactly. I mean,
so I don't think he's going to do worse.
I don't think anything Detroit does in the near future as far as coaching is going to be worse than anything they've done in
exactly.
the past.
Exactly. And
you know, Matt Patricia was highly touted. I mean, he was all over.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
He went to New England and he done a great job in New England as an assistant. And it was like they kept trying to get him and McDaniels out of New England.
Coordinator, yeah.
Well, that's what I mean. But like I'm saying, like him and McDaniels were highly touted every year.
Yep.
He goes to Detroit. 2 years later, he's absolute trash.
Yeah, well, when he tries to bring the Bill Belichick model over, and it's all serious, professional, and dude, you look like an absolute slob. You look like a slob bucket. Like, how's anybody even going to take you seriously?
Oh well.
So,
anyways, what else? Texans, the Texans. God, we could talk about the Texans. We could take a whole show on the Texans. Their organization is by far.
Houston is falling. Houston as a whole.
We have a problem.
You do, because
and it's interviewing Josh McCown for a head coaching job. I mean, if you wanted to piss your star quarterback off
any more
than you've done so far,
let's go get the third string guy that just retired. What was it? A day ago,
2 days ago, roughly. Yes. Come and interview for a head coaching job.
Jeez.
You know what? If we got any of you guys out here right now, who's a Texans fan, I don't blame you one bit for jumping off the bandwagon. I don't blame you. I won't fault you. I don't care where you go. You can go be a shitty ass Cowboys fan for all I care. You could leave, and I'm looking at you in the camera. You can leave, and I'm okay with you leaving the Texans organization. I don't know what you're going to do as a fan. I don't know where your organization is going, you know, but it's okay. I'm not going to be upset with you. Josh McCown is a head coach. Tell me. I mean, I don't know. I mean, are they just trying to generate negative publicity? What's going on with Houston? Where mentally, where's Houston?
I have no idea, man. I mean, I don't understand the even bringing him in. Is he that great of an offensive mind? I mean, usually you hear about those guys while they're in the league, like, hey, this guy, he just doesn't have it anymore. But the offensive side, the offensive mind and the way his brain works and fires and looks at defenses and breakdowns, secondaries and coverages, we never heard that from McCown. I mean, this was a guy that was also making mistakes on the field when he did get on the field.
The dude is not even a backup. The dude is a third string lifer.
Yeah, I get if you bring in like
he's been the emergency quarterback.
Like if that was like a Peyton Manning type thing, like I absolutely duh. But like McCown,
yeah,
I think the fact that they didn't even bring Eric Bieniemy in just to even appease Deshaun Watson, they said we'll consider it. They're considering bringing him in now, considering it.
Yeah,
I mean, dude, what? They don't want their star. They don't want their star quarterback. Obviously, their elite star quarterback, because that's what Deshaun Watson is.
Like Joel said, they've gone down every year.
It's ridiculous, man.
He's a Titans fan. Joel, a good buddy of mine from Tennessee. He's a Titans fan. He used to make him nervous. He said, "Dude, trust me, there's no nerves playing the Texans right now." You have a spark with Deshaun Watson here and there, but I think internally that organization is going to implode.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What's good, D? What's good, Dustin?
So,
buddy, what's up, brother?
Continuing on the talk of the NFL playoffs, AFC Championship, NFC Championship. Let's start with the AFC Championship. Kansas City, Buffalo. Kansas City. Gosh, what a great franchise! What a great organization!
They put their players' health first.
Whoever your team doctor is, I don't know who is the team doctor.
He got a raise. Kansas City team. I know that he got a raise. Whatever it was, he got a raise.
Wow, I mean, Patrick Mahomes has cleared concussion protocol. The dude looked like an extra on Dazed and Confused when he got up off the turf Sunday. And now he's good to go. I don't know what kind of CBD rub or whatever they're giving him, but I'm getting older. I could use a little bit of it. You know, if I feel like I'm a little sluggish, I mean,
listen,
Patrick Mahomes is playing. That's all.
Yeah, he's absolutely playing, and the Chiefs are going to win. Chiefs are going back to the Super Bowl. But now I joke and say they don't care about their players' health, but joking. But sure. I mean, he got his neck wrenched more, I'd say, than his head hitting the ground. So his neck, I feel like he probably crinked his neck. He probably had like some tightness where he couldn't turn. It probably freaked him out a little bit because that look in his face was like he went white.
Right.
Like he went white.
Oh, he was out of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jordan says, I got the Bills by 9. Kyle.
Oh,
I don't know who this Jordan guy is.
Yeah. What's up?
But guess what?
Mullis, what's up, baby? You good?
But guess what?
What's up with him?
I'm taking the Bills.
By 9.
Not by 9. I'm just taking the Bills to win and upset this game. I don't know why. Chiefs by 3, I believe, is the line. I don't know why. Number. I don't know why.
I'm at 3.5.
I'm taking the Bills to win this game. They struggled. I know they struggled over the last, couple games. But I don't know why. When I woke up this morning, I said the Chiefs are going to Super Bowl. But I got the Bills. I got the Bills playing in Super Bowl, whatever, in Tampa Bay. I don't even know what number it is anymore. 2020 has ruined everything, and 2021's got off to a bad start.
Yeah, Jordan saying, I don't even know. Josh Allen's a dog. I believe, I said it the other week, not the last show, but I think last week. I'm not sold on him all the way, dude. I'm really not. I mean, Josh Allen, he's had a great year, but I'm not sold on the guy after one solid year. We've seen it before in quarterbacks as well. I think the Chiefs have been here. The Chiefs have, I don't want to say a better secondary because the Bills are ridiculous in their secondary. But I believe a more veteran, savvy playoff run secondary than the Bills do. I really think the Chiefs secondary is going to make another more plays in the secondary as far as interceptions, whether they're called forcing fumbles. I think the Bills and Josh Allen turn it over more than the Chiefs do, and I think the Chiefs take advantage of that like they do every team. I mean, you're gonna have to play perfect to beat the Chiefs in Arrowhead, and keep up with them with Mahomes. Now, I think a situation struggles. Like last week where
I think Mahomes
hurt.
Struggles. I think Mahomes.
Well, I believe he's gonna struggle at some point.
I know that, but I think he's gonna have issues. He's got more issues than what he's leading on right now. They've cleared him, but that's still an issue. They're gonna hit him. They're going to hit them hard. Joel wants to know if the Bills going to be a bigger upset than the Browns Steelers. No, absolutely. I mean, yes, 100% because the Browns had every shot to beat. We all watched the Steelers.
Browns were hot, too.
Yeah. They were.
Steelers were going downhill. Browns were trending up. Steelers trended down.
I mean, Steelers.
And the Browns handed it to them.
Steelers went so far down, they signed Dwayne Haskins.
I like that sign, though. I like that signing. That's
for who?
It.
For who?
For both. Dwayne? For both parties. Yes, for both parties. I like that
Dwayne, for both parties. I mean, that gives him some money in his pocket.
Yeah, he's going to sit a year. I guarantee he starts in 2 years. I guarantee he starts in 2 years. He's going to get some mentoring. And it's on episode 3 right now. $100. Hundo. Hundo.
Dwayne Haskins is not your starter year 2022 or whatever the next football season is.
For the Steelers, I believe so.
Now,
Big Ben plays one more year.
He may start a game or two, but he's not going to be the long-term starter.
I think he starts week one.
Okay, and he shits the bed like he's done.
He could, but then that would be their starter. That's the guy they went all through all season with, and they put all their eggs in the basket with. I mean, he's a starter week one, then he's the guy they went through all the off season training camp.
He's the starter. Getting fired. I'm done with that. Tampa Bay. I'm not even going to entertain you anymore on the fact that you think Dwayne Haskins is a starting quarterback.
No, he shit the bed all year this year. I'm not a Dwayne Haskins fan. I think it's going to be very beneficial for him in his career to go to the Steelers. I think they're going to give him a shot, and I think he might step up to that shot.
It'd be beneficial for anybody that sucks so much ass to go to any NFL team. I'm not going to sit here and do it. Dude, I didn't like Dwayne Haskins.
I don't like Dwayne Haskins. I'm not trying to fight for the guy. I'm just saying I think it's a decent like fight. Yeah, and every time I talk to you, I somehow end up arguing for a guy I don't even like. So Baker, I don't even like Baker. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. And now I'm going back and forth with you about damn Dwayne Haskins, bro.
Yeah, there's something wrong with you. Green Bay, Tampa Bay, the game of the week, in my opinion. Tommy Terrific, mm-hmm. who I predicted to beat the Saints, who you said would beat the Saints.
Yeah.
And my MVP choice, Aaron Rodgers. But not yours because you're still Derrick Henry.
He skated. He got to skate last week against an offense that cannot score on anybody.
Who?
The Rams, bro.
No. They've got the number one defense, and they're – their defensive coordinator just got a brand new job because he relied
on the Rams
was already there.
The Rams have been inept on offense all year, bro. All year.
Sure.
So
but that doesn't mean that you can't put up 31 points against the number one defense in the league. Tampa Bay's not the number one defense in the league.
No, but they Green have Bay's a disgusting 30,
defense. Green Bay's 35 plus.
So who you got? You got your MVP. You got your MVP for how many yards how many touchdowns is he throwing? Let me book it on you real quick. Let's book it right now.
He's going to have 3 touchdowns. He will have roughly between 275 to 300 in the air.
Okay. All right. I thought you were going to go astronomical with it.
Oh, no.
Tell me, and tell me he had like 350.
It's not going to be astronomical. Tom's going to control the ball more than you think.
Absolutely.
I would like to see. Look, and you know me. I hate Tom. I hate the Patriots. I hate the Tuck rule. I hate Tom. So I don't like Tom in Tampa. But it would be nice to see.
You got to put some respect on it.
Well, you always got to do. He's the GOAT. I would like to see Tampa go just because they are the home team. It's never happened before in the league.
I
would like to see it, but I'm picking
Green Bay. Like to see that
35-25.
That'd be cool.
It'll be a 10-point game. I think Tom's going to keep them. I think Tom's going to get off to an absolute slow start like they've done every freaking game.
Yep.
And I don't think they're going to catch up because it's not the Saints they're playing. They're playing the Packers. They're playing the NFL MVP, the discount double check.
Well, the Saints had a solid defense too, bro. The Saints weren't a pushover.
Well, of course, they got Gardner Johnson. I know.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That guy, yeah. So I've got the Bucs. I said it last week. It's either Saints or Bucs are going. Here's the thing that I think you're not getting is I think Green Bay is going to start off slow. That Tampa defense flies around.
Sure.
I mean, those two linebackers, you know what I'm saying? You still got Ndamukong Suh in there. I really think those linebackers are the difference in the game.
The thing that
I believe hurt. So. I think they're going to send Devin White. The guy has 140 tackles this year, 9 sacks, and he missed like what, 2 games, 3 games this year? The guy is so violent, he's going to miss 2 or 3 games a year and still ends up with about 150 tackles and somehow has more sacks than both your DNs combined.
So
I like Tampa. I think Tom in the run game again.
Sure.
With AB being out, I think Evans has a big game. I think Mike Evans has a huge game this week. I think Gronk even might catch a touchdown. You've seen it was a step and a half off with him and Gronk last week in the Superdome. I think they connect better this week. I think Tampa knows they've got to take deep shots. I think they know they have to take, you know, they have to be gas to a foot down on the gas. And I think they catch Green Bay, you know, kind of on their heels. I believe I'm right there with you. I think both teams start off slow, and then it becomes a slugfest at the end of the game. And whoever makes the last couple plays, I like. I believe so. No. I said I believe. I believe.
You said like both of us. I don't believe that.
No, I believe Green Bay. I think both of us think Tampa is going to start out slow. I think Tampa. We both agree Tampa is going to start slow, but I think
absolutely
that Tampa defense and how fast it is. At every level, I think that they're going to give Green Bay a ton of problems this year or this weekend. And I think Tampa wins by two on a late field goal. I've got Tampa by two.
Tampa beat Green Bay week six. Aaron Rodgers had probably the worst game out. Of his.
Blew him out
week Aaron six. Rodgers had the worst game of the season. There's no doubt.
Yeah.
I think Green Bay has become a lot better than they were week six. And I don't think Tampa Bay's gotten that much better, maybe a little bit, obviously, but enough to beat the Saints at least and knock them out. I think Green Bay does more deep shots than Tampa. I think Green Bay utilizes the double moves because the cornerbacks in Tampa don't know how to play a double move. I think, Devin White, but I think AB being out hurts more than you think. I do think Gronk, I will agree with you. I do think Gronk catches a touchdown and they break the record for him and Tom as the two, the duo, whatever. I still think Green Bay by eight. I'll do it eight. I'll Green Bay eight. I'll say 35-27, something like that. I think Tampa's going to start slow, and I just don't think they're going to be able to catch up. Like I said, the difference, the main 100% difference in this game and the New Orleans game is Aaron Rodgers, his mobility, his ability to move out the pocket, and his ability to evade pressure, evade the pass rush, and to make a playoff run. Unlike Drew Brees, who came
up. Now, if they put Lavonte David or Devin White as a spy – now, do you think he's running from either of those guys? Now, I know it creates other issues where Aaron could just pick you apart. But do you really believe that he's getting away from that pressure?
You're not going to waste. If you're Tampa and you waste, quote me on this, and you waste David or why am I drawing a blank? Devin White. If you waste them as a spy, you – It's trash.
Yeah, it creates holes.
He wants to know the weather. The weather's 29 degrees. It's going to be 5 to 10 miles an hour. It's going to be ice cold. Tom and Gronk are the only two players that play in cold
Josh,
weather.
What's up, brother? What's up, brother?
Everybody else is going to be pretty trash.
It's going to be a cold one.
It will.
For both teams.
Let's end it. Let's end this. I want to end it. I could go more and more, but I don't want to go. We're not going to go more and more tonight. It's just two of us. Nobody wants to hear us talk all day. Ladies and gentlemen, God dang it. I can't stand this son of a bitch. Phillip Rivers retired. I hate Phillip Rivers.
You should have just got off, bro. You should have just got off.
I know, but I already knew
you were going to
get into this.
All right, go ahead.
I know. I respect the guy. The dude put up phenomenal numbers. The dude is top five in every major the three major statistics categories, the touchdowns, the yards, and the completions. He's top five. He's a no doubt Hall of Famer. No doubt. I hate it, but he is. But he's always going to be Pick Rivers to me.
He's got a ton. He has a ton of turnovers. He fumbles a lot. I mean, but the guy is the next step
Appreciate
down
you, from Joe,
when you talk about Brett Favre gunslinging, that's the next guy down, in my opinion, as far as like not giving a damn if you throw a pick or you go for 70. Tell me that's not the guy that the Texans should have been like, hey, come see us instead of McCown. You know what I'm saying? That's a guy you could get away with doing that, because he's the reasons why he turned the ball over and didn't have good years towards the end of his career wasn't because of his mental or between the ears. He knows the game. He could break it down. It's because his physical tools couldn't do it anymore. He just can't do it. So I mean, I think P. Riv is a Hall of Famer. I think P. Riv
first ballot
put a shellacking. It depends on who. It depends on the class.
Dude has never missed.
It depends on the class.
You realize that he's never missed.
It's going to go far. That's going to go far. And like you said, top five in all the top five in all the major categories. A warrior sport. He doesn't miss a game. I get it, but it also depends. Because the NFL Hall of Fame has become a little bit of a popularity contest, and they're not going by stats anymore. It's who we want in buddy wise. So it just depends on who they have going in with him. So I don't want to be like, he's a first ballot, and I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know. So
So
the guy was a ball player. He shellacked the Raiders damn near twice a year year, and. and gave it
I
to
watched,
him.
I watched him in his
the guy's a Hall of Famer, though.
The last Chargers year, he was trash. Whatever. Anyways, as I sit here and stare at my Raiders mouse pad. Pick Rivers, dude. I call him Pick Rivers. I always call him Pick Rivers. He's the one guy that I think he's cost his team a lot of wins, though.
Absolutely.
Simply because everywhere he's been making those throws he shouldn't have made. Throwing those interceptions he obviously should not have thrown. But I will give him credit one time. It was pretty cool because I was reading an article on him. I was kind of just, diving in, doing a little research on old Pick Rivers. And they were saying it was funny because Pick Rivers. He would call out the defense when they were lined up wrong on a blitz. He was like, hey, you're lined up wrong, dude. You're lined up. Yeah. And he would still make the play. So, I mean, there's no doubt mentally the dude is top tier. Like, he knows the game. He knows how to play the game.
He had some of the best mic'd ups by far.
Dude, he's
by
a far some trash talker.
Oh, like, yeah, absolutely. I mean, he basically – I don't know if you remember this, but he basically crumbled Jay Cutler mentally when they played the Bears. Like, Jay Cutler was on the sideline and just mentally just crumbled.
Sure. And then he went home and made, like, three kids.
The guy's got about 14 kids.
I think he's got 13. Like, is it 13 kids?
It's like, I think I thought it was like 11, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was like 14.
He's got a kid. He's got a kid. I think he's
almost damn near every season.
Every year he's not made, every season. Every year he hasn't made the playoffs. He's got a kid. So I hate the dude. Shut up. I don't care. He's got 13 kids.
Leave him alone, bro. P. Riv was putting it on y'all's ass twice a year when he was in his prime and then choking in the first round of the playoffs with a home game. So, I mean, he was a good regular season quarterback, and we'll give him his respect.
He was great,
and
he's a great regular season quarterback.
And definitely a Hall of Famer. I don't know about first ballot.
He's James Harden. He's a great regular season player, but he does not show up for the playoffs.
Yeah.
We'll dive into more of that. Guys, thank you all for tuning in for another episode of Slaw Office with Russo and Russo. And we'll have another guest next week, maybe two. I don't know. We'll see what we're going to do. Tune in probably next Tuesday is what it's going to be. Check us out on Spotify. Check us out on Apple Podcast. Check us out
anywhere you get podcasts.
I don't even know where all the podcasts are. Check us out. Appreciate you all for tuning in. Don't forget to like. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Don't forget to share all of our videos and pages. And
please follow. Please go follow and smash
and
that
do
like
what
button.
You do.
Appreciate y'all.
And then I don't know what Kyle's saying. What do you say? I didn't hear it. What do you say? I don't know what he said. What do you say? You broke up.
Oh yeah. You got me now. Saying let's hit that follow button.
Yep, got you now.
Smash the like and let's get it.
Let's get it. Thank y'all for tuning in. We'll see y'all next week. Ooh.